Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there, clothed, and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave the district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The word of the Lord. When the power of God enters our world, there are different reactions. Some, who are overwhelmed by the challenge of what is bad, evil, wrong in our world today, we want Jesus, God, to stay imminently here with us. You do it, God. Give us more miraculous responses to the needs of our days. You cure the sick. You bring justice to the oppressed. You comfort the sorrowing. You come into our lives and you do it. We can't get involved. It demands too much of us. We are too comfortable with where we are. We do not want to change, to risk, to become involved in the mess. Stay with us, Lord. You do it. We will watch and clap. We will go to church and pray on Sunday, but you get involved and make the difference. Just answer our prayers and do it. Then there are others who are intent on being in charge. They cannot deal with the implications that there's a power beyond them, one that cannot be explained in the language of contemporary facts and figures. Get out of here, Jesus. We do not want to contemplate on the truth. There are things out there that are beyond our control. We cannot deal with hearing that there is more to life than data, facts, and profit and loss statistics. Your call to care and get involved is going to screw up our lifestyles. It's going to demand changes we're not ready to accept. We like where we are and what we have. Go away. Leave us alone. Before you came along, we were able to ignore the possessed man. We can continue to do that if you just leave us alone. Let us concentrate on the profit margins and the good life possibilities. Let us focus on increasing our net incomes. There is the old adage that says, we must pray as though it all depends on God and act as though it all depends on us. The call of discipleship is to live in the reality of this balance of prayer and action. We are surrounded by possessed men and women who have no access to social services that can support them and help them move to a healthier life. Even as we pray for God's intervention that we can move beyond our human limitations, we must act in our society to create a world of care and concern where we will put our gifts and possibilities in place to provide for the needs of those who are possessed with disabilities and needs. We must be voices calling out to the haves to care for all who have not. If our faith is based in the truth that we are made in the image of God, then we must partner with our God in bringing salvation to our world.